Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. Scientists have discovered the largest dinosaur ever unearthed, so large that it was not on Noah's Ark. That's the headline. In a moment, Dr. Don DeYoung will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Don, there has been a report about the finding of the largest dinosaur ever, saying it weighed about the same weight of a 737 aircraft. That's about 76 tons. What do you know about it?
Yes, Jimmy, this report takes us to southern Argentina, which is a real hunting ground for dinosaur fossils. Titanosaur, the largest yet. Estimates are that that creature would have been about 120 feet long, a neck long enough to reach a seven-story floor of a building.
Mm.
Titanosaur, a very large dinosaur. These animals had come off the ark, and for a while they reproduced.
Now, talk to me about the fact that you just said they came off the ark. It wasn't a dinosaur that large, weighing some 76 tons, and two of those on the ark, was it?
Well, even though there was a lot of room on the ark, I'm sure it was not the king-size ones. You know, dinosaurs begin small as reptiles. They came out of eggs, so perhaps they were brought on board, or juveniles. As we study dinosaurs, we determine that dinosaurs, they never stop growing. As years went by, the older they got, the larger they got. So a large one that they find in southern Argentina might have been an old-timer, even one that had lived for centuries. But they started small, and there was room on board the ark for two of the biblical kinds.
Scientist and astronomer Dr. Don DeYoung with this report on the largest dinosaur ever discovered up to this date. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Dinosaurs are animals that were created by Jesus Christ, Colossians 1:16, on the sixth day of creation, Genesis chapter 1, verses 24 to 28. These magnificent creatures were evidence of the Lord's plan to fill the earth with a display of His glory. That's Psalm chapter 19. In Revelation chapter 1 and verse 11, Jesus says that He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Jesus was the Creator, and Revelation chapter 19, verse 10 says that He is also the Spirit of prophecy, the focus of prophecy, the centrality of what will happen in the future. As meticulous as He was in creation, Jesus is absolute when it comes to the scenario that He has put in place for the end times, a scenario that seems to be coming better into focus every day. You and I must study Bible prophecy to understand His plan for the future. Then, as we look at the current events, we can see how close we are to the fulfillment of His plan. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...